Chapter Through the Portal. In the last moment before she left the crystal mirror room, Twilight thought she heard the pony screaming Spike's name. But now that she was tumbling through the air, twisting and flipping through some unknown vortex, it was hard to tell. She couldn't focus on anything, let alone figure out what had happened to him. Ouch! Twilight thought as her body contorted and stretched. She couldn't see much, just flashes of light, colours and a blurry green and purple thing. Spike! Twilight tried to yell, but nothing happened. He tumbled alongside her, squishing and stretching. But maybe she was dreaming and he wasn't really there at all. Flash! A white light flooded Twilight's vision. Twilight blinked. Spiky green things everywhere. Grass. It was just grass. She felt a bit like she'd fallen from the top spire of Canterlot Castle. In fact, her whole body was sore. It was probably some after effects from the bumpy ride through the portal. Twilight leaned up and took in her surroundings. Green grass, blue sky, a marble statue of a pony rearing up on its hind legs in front of a massive red castle. So far, the strange new world seemed pretty much like Equestria. Twilight noticed that the base of the statue looked shiny. It was almost as if it were made from the same mirrored material as the portal back in the Crystal Empire. Judging on where she was now sitting, it was a good bet that this was the other end of it. 3 days, she reminded herself, or 30 more moons.
Twilight!
Spike's voice was coming from somewhere. So he was here after all, the little stowaway.
Spike, you're not supposed to...
Twilight scolded, looking around for her dragon companion. Twilight gasped when she saw the creature next to her. It wasn't a dragon at all.
Spike? Are you a...
dog? Twilight said to the little purple mutt wearing a spiked collar. His tail wagged involuntarily.
I think so,
the dog version of Spike replied. He scrunched up his face.
But I have no idea what you are.
Before Twilight could ask him what he meant, she reached out her hoof to prop herself up. Only it wasn't a hoof. Twilight screamed, looking at the things on the ends of her limbs. They were flat and had 5 sticks extending out from each of them. She wiggled them back and forth. They worked. Were these hands? She had read about them somewhere before. Twilight brought her new hands to her face to muffle her cries. She needed to get it together. If her hooves looked like this, she couldn't imagine what the rest of her body looked like. She looked down at her torso. She was wearing a light blue shirt and a poofy purple skirt. On the left side of her skirt, a picture of her cutie mark, a large pink star with 5 little white stars, was stitched into the material. Interesting.
You look like you, only not you. Your muzzle is really small,
Spike observed, trying to calm her down. Twilight reached up and touched her face.
He was right. Her muzzle had completely shrunk down, and now she only had a small nose high up on her face.
What sort of dark magic was this? Twilight needed to find the crown and get back to normal as fast as possible. This was just too weird.
Are you going to scream again?
Asked Spike, looking a little too amused for Twilight's liking. She shook her head. It was time to focus. So, I don't know where we are, she said, but that must be the gateway back to Equestria. She pointed to the base of the statue. We need to get back here as soon as we find the crown. I suggest we start searching the castle first. Twilight stood up on all fours and tried to trot toward the castle. It was really hard to do with these new hooves. She felt like a foal learning to walk. It must have looked really odd too, because Spike was giving her a funny look.
Yeah, I don't think that's how the new you is supposed to...
Spike tried not to laugh. He was enjoying this a little too much. He pointed out a two-legged creature nearby, walking a dog, like him, on a leash.
See, I walk on all fours while you walk on two, he said.
Twilight leaned back on her hind legs. This actually felt a little more comfortable. Twilight took several steps forward on just two legs. She started to move across the grass with ease. How peculiar. Thinking back to the night before, Twilight couldn't believe she'd been worrying so much about just wings. Now she was in a completely unknown realm, stuck in a strange body that she didn't even know how to work. The sooner she found the crown, the better. Twilight did not want to be this weird creature for longer than she had to. As she hobbled up to the castle entrance, she observed the large main doors. This castle, with its many windows and golden spires, looked very important. It was probably locked. She knew what she had to do. Twilight lowered her head to use her horn to magic the doors open. It was a really simple spell, but nothing happened. Her magic wasn't working. Celestia hadn't mentioned that part. Spike joined her at the top of the stairs.
Twilight, hate to tell you this, but you don't exactly have your horn anymore.